Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the trends that we've been seeing in butterfat and milk protein tests over the last year here in the Central Border. You might recall that a few years back we started being paid on the basis of the amount of protein and fat that's actually in the milk that we're shipping. And in fact, the components generally account for more than 90% of the total that you get for your milk from your dairy herd. For 2021, the average milk shipped on the Central Order averaged 3.98% butterfat, and on the protein basis, averaged 3.244%. That is much above the 22-year average of 3.75 for butterfat and 3.1 for protein. When we start looking at the monthly averages, particularly with butterfat, we still have a slump. That slump generally occurs in the summertime. We also slump in protein percent during that same time. And in fact, in 2021, our average protein percent during the month of July was only 2.98%. So about 3/10 below what we normally get in the cooler months. So while we're doing great and we've made great progress in increasing the solids content of the milk that we're shipping from our herds, we still have some opportunities. Might want to be thinking about what you're going to do to keep heat stress under control this summer on your farm, keeping in mind that those components will probably be worth much more this summer than what they have been in previous summers. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.